Welcome to CJMQ, and today we're talking with Al Barber. And a lot of you know Al Barber. He works for The Record, takes a lot of pictures for a lot of different places. So he's been here about 5 years in the township. So welcome, Al.
Thank you.
So today you're going to be talking about the photography club. So that's pretty exciting. You're forming a photography club, and we had a couple of meetings before, and fortunately the weather kind of canceled the last meeting, and there's one coming up this Monday at the Marguerite Knapp building at 7 p.m., and that is easy to find, pretty much in the heart of Lennoxville. So Al, tell us about your interest in photography. Have you always been interested in it?
It's something, yeah, I've always had an interest for a long, long time. I go back to the bad old days of film, mm-hmm. and I did a couple of weddings over there in England. Three, actually.
Okay.
And it's one of those things, you shoot a wedding and then you sweat blood, basically, waiting until you get your prints back to see if they're any good.
Mm-hmm.
All that's changed with the digital age, and now you can see the results on the back of your camera, and it's a lot easier. And that's why I'm into weddings as well as the photojournalism.
Okay, excellent. So a lot of us started out with cameras that took film, and the digital cameras, they've only been out a few years, and that's pretty interesting too, because you don't have to wait to get your photos back. You used to have to wait a week or two even years ago, so now you can see if they turn out right away, and that's especially good for important events like weddings and anniversaries and different things like that.
It's certainly made my life a lot easier anyway. I go out to shoot, say, a picture of a barn, say, or a snow scene, and it's so nice to check it out on the back of the camera, see what I've got, see if I need to adjust my exposure, whatever, and it's great, love it, just love it to death. And of course, in the digital age, you can do everything yourself on your computer at home. You can make any adjustments and filtering and colour changes. It all works. It's great.
Okay, so that's the fun of digital cameras, but along with that, it's a little bit complicated too. A lot of people go out, buy a camera, and they don't have the incentive to read the manual, can't get onto it. So you can help them out with that, help everybody out at the photography club. So the club itself, it's free, I guess?
It is. There's okay. No charges, there's no membership fee, there's not even a list of members. We just want people to come along, try this out. If they like us, come again. If they don't like us, well, we're not doing it right.
Okay, and so it's free. And another big plus is that the photography club is in English too.
Yes, and we will be having competitions. A little bit further down the line, I'd like to organize some days out, maybe a coach trip to Quebec City or Montreal, something along those lines. And it's a fun thing to do. Photography tends to be a solitary effort. You get one person out there with the camera taking the pictures. And it's so much fun if you can get 2 or 3 or 10 people all together, mm-hmm. doing mm-hmm. much the same thing and then comparing notes afterwards.
That is a lot of fun because not everybody's going to see the photograph in the same way or take it, the shot either, in the same way. So that's a lot of fun. So that comes up this Monday, and that is February 21st, is it?
It is,
21st,
yes.
At the Marguerite Knapp building. That's the same building that Townshippers is in. Mm-hmm. Also, the Women's Center is in that building, so you can't miss it, 7 p.m. And it's free. It's open to anybody. And basically, if somebody's just gotten a camera, they're not sure how to run it, they want some information, these and all kinds of different questions can be answered there.
Yep, that's what it's all about. Initially, the idea came to me because one rather boring day, I wanted to go out and take some photographs and really couldn't think of anywhere to go or what to shoot. And it occurred to me that if there was half a dozen of us, put our heads together, I'm sure we could come up with something on every occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically why I thought we'd get a club together. But the other reason is there's an awful lot of people out there I found who have digital cameras. They thought it was a good idea to buy one, but having got one, they really don't know what to do with it once they've got it.
Exactly.
It's a learning experience, and I mean, I'm there to give advice, but I'm also there to take advice from other people.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a different level. Everybody has different kind of cameras, and I shoot with a digital single lens reflex camera. An awful lot of people use compact cameras, and that's fine. You can produce really, really good pictures with compact cameras if you know how to do it. If you know a little bit about composition, making adjustments to the cameras, adjustments to the settings, that kind of thing.
Okay, so it becomes pretty complicated too. So definitely a photo club there. That's a win-win situation for everybody. And you're actually self-taught too, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, everything I know, I don't remember actually being taught anything by anyone.
Okay.
I did used to go to a studio in Leeds, England, and a few people taught me things there, but that was, as I said, in the bad old film days.
Mm-hmm.
Much of it doesn't really apply to digital cameras, and life's so much easier once you know what you're doing.
Exactly. Good. And it doesn't have to be an expensive camera that you have. It can be one of the cheaper models, or it can be quite expensive, but as long as you come with a camera, I guess.
That's right. You needn't even bring a camera on the night if you don't want to. Really, the main thing is this club is all about photos. It's not about who's got the best equipment, who's got the biggest camera or the smallest camera or anything or the most expensive camera. This is about photographs, and that's the whole point. There are clubs available around the area who tend to go for equipment generation. In other words, they're really all about who's got the best.
Mm-hmm.
This is not us.
So that's definitely something for everybody. One shouldn't feel intimidated if they have a cheaper camera. You don't need a really expensive camera. And it's free. It's open to everybody. That's Monday night coming up at 7 p.m. And come and meet everybody, and come and meet Al. Do some networking. It's a lot of fun, too. It's a great social event. And if they want to see some of your pictures, I know a lot of people are your friends on Facebook. A mm-hmm. lot of pictures on Facebook. You put up some different ones almost every day. And it's fun to look at. You're also doing photos for the Record and for the Sun, too.
Yep, the Township Sun. Yep, love it. I also do the pagination on the computer there, so if you find any spelling mistakes in there, they're probably mine.
And you've done weddings, different things like that, too. So you're definitely self-taught. You have a lot of experience.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else you'd like to add? If somebody wants to get an idea of your photos and they're not one of your friends on Facebook, is there a place they can go, a website? Or
Not at the moment.
Okay.
Well, I do have a pages on flickr.com, but if they'd like to drop me a line at my email address, which you'll find in the Record, I write a column in there. It's under the name of Snapper in the Record, but my email address is there. And
okay.
The page is called Photo Corner.
Okay, good. Would you like to give your email address right now?
Yes, it's al_barber2001@yahoo.com.
Okay, so if anybody has any questions, they're not sure there, give Al an email and he'll get right back to you. And otherwise, come on out on Monday at the Marguerite Knapp Building, 7 p.m. And that's the 21st of February. And learn how much fun we can all have together and look at some great photos.
Yeah, there's one other thing. If there's anybody out there who's in the process of choosing a camera or thinking of getting a camera or just wants some advice on which one to get, they should come along too. Even if they haven't got any photographs to show,
mm-hmm.
even if they haven't got a camera, they can still come along, and everybody's got different cameras there. Everybody will give their advice, which is another great thing about the club, because photographic equipment tends to be a little bit on the costly side.
Mm-hmm.
So why go out and buy something that might be a pile of junk when you can get some good advice from the other members?
That's it. So important. You don't want to spend mm-hmm. a lot of money. Even a cheap camera, you know, runs for at least $100
mm-hmm.
or more than that. Yeah. So great advice. Good. So fun for everybody. And if you're thinking about getting a camera too, come along and don't feel intimidated. So that's Monday.
And also, we've a competition on at the moment. If you happen to have any photographs, The theme is flora and fauna, so if you've got any flora or any fauna.
Okay, anything else you'd like to add before we go, Al?
I think we've pretty well got it covered.
Okay, thanks
You're
a lot.
You're very welcome. Please come.
Okay, so that's Monday, 7 p.m. at the Marguerite Knapp Building, right in the heart of Lennoxville. So thank you very much, and I hope to see everybody there.
Bye.
Bye.